Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline on a recorded call. My name is Adrian. Am I speaking to Miss Davis?
Yes, you are.
Hi, Miss Davis. If I may ask, were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with cancer due to hair relaxers?
Yes, it was me.
I'm very sorry to hear that, Miss Davis. And if I may ask, exactly were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer. I'm very sorry, Miss Davis. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
Yes.
And have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
And if I heard correctly, just to confirm, you advised me with ovarian cancer, is that correct?
Yes.
And by any chance, do you know the subtype of ovarian cancer that you have?
No, I just know it was stage one.
I see. So ovarian cancer. And then who's filing this claim? Yourself, correct?
Yes.
And when were you diagnosed with cancer? What was that date?
The 20th of September, 2023.
I have, let's see, 10/20 of 2023, is that correct?
The 20th of September. Yes. That's no, 10 is October.
Sorry,
So it'd
yes,
be
9/20/2023. Sorry about that. And
It's
what is
fine.
your diagnosing doctor's name?
Dr. Michael Holland, OBGYN, and Dr. Andrew Dickey, oncologist.
Sorry, can you repeat that one more time?
Dr. Michael Holland, OBGYN, and a Dr. Andrew Dickey, oncologist.
And did you say Michael Hogan or Holland?
Holland.
Holland. And would
Yes.
that be spelled HOLLAND?
That's correct.
Thank you for that confirmation. So that is your diagnosing doctor's name. And what is the diagnosing doctor's address?
Is 1701 Lacey Street, and that's in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, 63701.
Thank you for that. And then just to confirm, I have 1701 Lacey Street, Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
Gerardo.
Girardeau, Missouri, 63701.
That's correct.
Thank you for that confirmation. And then the diagno do you have the diagnosing doctor's phone number by any chance? If not, I could find it here on the web.
Yeah, no, I don't have that.
No worries. Would it happen to be
Let me.
Mercy Hospital Southeast?
Yes, Yep.
Okay, perfect. So I have Mercy Hospital Southeast, and then I have their phone number here. And then, Miss Davis, do you currently live or were you diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer? Yes or no?
Yes.
And then, on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
I would perm my hair probably about once every month.
Okay, so would you say about 12 times a year?
Yeah.
Okay, and then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth, Ms. Davis?
5/8/90.
I have 5/8/1990. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Did you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also used hair relaxers?
Yes.
And that may have been diagnosed with cancer due to hair relaxers as well.
I'm not sure if they were ever diagnosed. I don't know their personal information, but
No worries. Well, if anything does, pop up in the future, if you run into somebody or if you remember or have their number, please go ahead and, you can go ahead and forward my direct line to them, just,
Okay.
so they could see if they do, if they're able to participate in the hair relaxer as well.
Okay, I sure will.
And Miss Davis, approximately when did you start using hair relaxer? What was that date of when you first started using hair relaxer?
I don't have the exact date. I have around the month of February of 2027. I mean 2017, I'm sorry.
No worries. I have February of 2017. And when did you stop using hair relaxers?
September 2023.
And then just to confirm, I have when you started using hair relaxer is February of 2017. And when you stopped, I have it as September of 2023. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And what state did you use hair relaxer in?
Illinois.
Illinois. And Miss Davis, how often did you slash apply these products? Weekly, monthly, four
It was
times per year?
monthly, once every
Monthly.
month. I would straighten my
And
hair.
how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products for?
Five.
Five. And did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Both.
And if the chemical hair straightening process was done at home, where did you purchase the product from?
At a convenience store like the dollar store or a Walmart.
Walmart. And then if the process was done professionally, please provide the salon name, address, and phone number if you remember any of those.
Oh.
Do
I
you remember
don't know
any?
the address. I do know that the name was Sense of Beauty, and it was in Carbondale, Illinois.
And you said it was, sorry, what was the first word you said before beauty?
Sense of Beauty.
Since?
Yeah, like S-E-N-S-E.
Sense, and then
Of Beauty.
of beauty. And then you said that it was also in Cape Girardeau.
It was in Carbondale, Illinois, the hair
Oh.
salon. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not fond of the addresses up there though, like the streets and stuff.
No worries. And Miss Davis, which brand name products have you used?
I only use Dark and Lovely L'Oreal.
Dark and Lovely. And this is a yes or no question here. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? Yes
Yes.
or no?
Yes.
Yes. And then what type of treatment did you receive?
I got a partial oophorectomy. They removed my left ovary, which had the tumor. I got chemotherapy and medication.
Sorry, I'm just writing all this down here on your notes.
That's fine.
And again, I'm very sorry to hear that, Miss Davis, with everything that you're going through, that you went through. So let me go ahead and just put this here. And then what was that? Excuse me, what was that treatment date?
The 25th of September, 2023.
And just to confirm, I have the date as 9/25 of 2023. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then what is your treating doctor's name? Is it the same as your diagnosing or is it a different treating doctor?
It's the same.
Same one. Perfect. So let me go ahead and put his information here as well. Dr. Michael Holland. Same information, right? Same address and same phone number. Alrighty. And then just to confirm, you advised me that your main injury or medical problem is that you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And Ms. Davis, can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please?
Email.
And what is your first and last name?
Tiara Davis.
And Tierra, would it be spelled TIEARRA?
That's correct.
And Davis is spelled DAVIS. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you for that confirmation. And Ms. Davis, what is your social security number?
It is 335-84-4013.
And just to confirm, I have 335-84-4013.
That's correct.
Thank you for that confirmation. And
Can
then,
I put you on a hold for 1 second?
yeah, no
No.
worries.
Okay,
No,
hold on.
no worries. We're almost done here too.
Okay, go ahead. They hung up anyway, so go ahead. I'm
Oh,
sorry.
no worries. I have your primary contact email as tiara, which is first last name at gmail.com.
That's correct.
Primary mobile phone number, would it be 618-306-0581?
That's correct.
And the best time of day for the attorneys to reach you, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Either is fine. I have open availability at this moment.
Okay. But it does let me, or it does make me bubble
Choose.
in
Okay.
something. Yeah,
Okay.
so
Morning is fine. Morning is
morning.
fine.
Perfect. And then what is your full primary address?
Hold on 1 second. I'm so sorry. I'm so
No
sorry.
worries.
Hold on.
No worries.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here, Ms. Davis. Hello, Ms. Davis, can you hear me? Hello, Ms. Davis.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was trying to click back over to you. Okay.
No worries.
You said the
So,
mailing address.
your primary full address of where you're
Okay, it
staying.
is 815 26th Street. And that's in Carroll, Illinois, 62914.
You said Carroll, Illinois?
Carroll, CARRO.
Okay. I have 815 26th Street, Carroll, Illinois.
That's correct.
And Carroll is CAROW.
It's CAIRO. You're
Sorry about that.
fine. You're
CA.
fine.
Perfect. And sorry, it's a little bit fuzzy through the phone here. And just to confirm, I have 815 26th Street, Caro, which is CAIRO, Alexander County, Illinois, and zip code is 62914.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. And do you have documentary support for your date of diagnosis, like medical records?
No.
You don't have any medical records,
Well,
anything like
I have them, but not on my person.
that? Okay. But you have them. But you do have a copy of the medical records, like showing that you were diagnosed, you know, like proof or like things like
Yes.
that. Okay. And if they do ask for you to provide these medical records, could you provide these mail, electronically, or both?
Above.
Both. And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Is there anyone you'd like to go ahead and put for your emergency contact?
Sure, my sister.
Your
Her
sister, and
name.
do you live
Go
with your
ahead.
sister? Sorry.
No.
No. And what is her name?
Sierra. It's spelled like mine, but with a C.
I see. Okay. And then her last name?
Her last name is McAllister. McAllister.
Sierra McAllister. And then, and what is her phone number?
618-306-0906.
And thank you for that
I'm
information.
sorry, my
So,
medical records are at the hospital. I'm sorry, that was something else that I was thinking of.
no
I'm
worries.
sorry, I just had to reflect on what we were talking about.
No worries. I said that you could provide them if, if they ask for them. You do
Okay.
have, the medical records and stuff like
Okay.
that. So,
Okay.
let me just go ahead and confirm that I have everything here correct with you here on the agreement
Okay.
before I send
Okay.
this over to you via email and text message. Once I do send this over to you via email and text message, it should only take about a minute to go ahead and do the DocuSign, but let me go ahead and just confirm that I have the agreement here correct with you before I send it over to you.
Okay.
And just to confirm, I have Tierra, which is TIEARRA Davis, DAVIS.
That's correct.
Street address is 815 26th Street, Sierra or Kiaro?
Hello.
Caro, sorry,
They're
my
fine.
apologies. Illinois, and the zip code is 62914. Telephone number is 618-306-0581. And the email address I have is firstandlastname@gmail.com. Is that all correct?
That's correct.
Perfect. And I have the date of birth as May 8th of 1990. Social security number is 335-84-4013.
Correct.
Perfect. So I just want to go ahead and send that over to you again via email and text message. So go ahead and put me on speakerphone if you haven't already. And then
Okay.
go ahead and whatever you open up, the email or text message, click that link that's in it, and it's going to redirect you to a new DocuSign webpage. And then I'm going to go ahead and walk you through it, but it should only take about a minute, depending on how fast you are at signing.
Okay.
And then, so let me know once you go ahead and click that link.
I did. I'm on the please review and act on these documents.
Perfect. So it'll direct you to a new DocuSign webpage. It'll have you click like a continue button or a click a yes or I agree. To use electronic records and signature, then continue. At the top right of the page, you'll see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it, and it'll direct you to your first signature field, that small yellow box. Click it, and it'll prompt you to draw your signature. Just make sure your signature is inside the margins, inside the square, and hit adopt and sign once you do that, once you draw
Okay.
your signature, so you don't have to draw your signature for every box. And now go ahead and hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page, and it'll lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields.
Okay, the phone it's still loading, so I'm trying
Okay, no worries.
to
Take your time.
I'm service where I am. Of course, I'll be back. Is horrible. I'm sorry.
No worries. Take your time,
No.
Davis.
Thanks.
Did it load, Miss Davis?
No, I don't know what's going on.
Way. Maybe
It's the
try.
area. I'm in a very rural area, so
I see.
I
No
just went
worries.
back in and it went back in. Hold on. Now it looks like it's doing it. Okay. So you
Okay,
said
good.
press the yellow box.
Yes, press the yellow continue button. Or the yellow start button, and then it'll direct you to your first signature field. Go ahead
Okay.
and click that small yellow box, and it'll prompt you to draw your signature. Once you draw your signature inside the box, go ahead and hit adopt and sign.
Okay.
So you don't have to draw your signature for every box. Now go ahead and hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page, and it'll lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields. And it may ask for initials, so if it does, just go ahead and do the same thing you did for the signatures, just for the initial part. If it does ask for your initials. But once you do that, at the top right of the screen, the yellow box at the top should say finish. If it says next, you may have skipped, but all you have to do is just click that next button and it'll redirect you to a field that you may have skipped.
Okay, it said finished, so.
Oh, it says finish. Perfect. So let me go ahead and just double check here on my end of things to see that I've gotten it as well. Perfect. So it does say that you have completed it. Do you have a pen and paper in hand so I can go ahead and give you the law firm that you've been assigned to and their direct line?
Okay, I'm ready.
Perfect. So let me go ahead and get that information here real quick for you. So, the law firm that you've been assigned to is called Pulaski, which is PULASKI, Pulaski
Okay.
Legal, and their direct line is 909-906-3862.
Okay.
And again, they are your assigned law firm from now on. So whenever you want an update on
Okay.
your case, please go ahead and give them a call and ask, any type of questions you may have. But just give them about 48 hours for them to receive your intake form. They're going to review it, get your information, and then they'll call you within the next 48 hours. But again, if they don't, please go ahead and give that direct line a call. And let them know that we have completed an intake form, but
Okay.
they should,
After 48 hours, right?
yes, in 2 days they
Okay.
should be giving you a call. But Miss Davis, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Do you have any questions or concerns for me while I have you on the line now?
No, I don't. Thank you so much.
Of course, Miss Davis. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I hope you have a great rest of your day and Happy New Year's to you.
Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye bye now.